podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Rashford, he's in here. He scores! Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
One match, only chance in my team like Man U.
Yeah, like Man U. Trying to get in again.
Thank
he's
you, man. Guys in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, my bang over. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Manny. Ready!
Description. How about
Martial is isolated. Skirtle here.
Oh yes! Welcome to Manchester United. Anthony Martial.
I beat for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that she danced on. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Hold on. Yeah, yeah. Hello, and welcome to the Touchline. So welcome to Mumoka. I'm here joined by Mariah. How you doing?
Not bad, bro.
And Dissy.
What's going on, bro?
And of course, Rodney. How you doing?
Yo, what's going on?
Cool. So obviously there's been no United football this week, but we still got lots to talk about. But before we get into all of that, got to do some of the housekeeping. So the Discord absolutely pops. I'm not on there enough, but I should be. But I will be from next season, hopefully. But yeah, the Discord.
What about the Euros? That's like the Discord pops. I don't use it, but
I don't think I've seen a video of you dancing, bro. But anyway, obviously we have it for the Euros as well. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's gonna pop out either way. We're always there for any game.
Not you.
You see, you know what? Yeah. Next, we got the Patreon.
Next,
got the Patreon. We've got some content coming out. Once the transfer news starts to pick up, I'll try to do like a little daily roundup of all the transfers for the Patreon. So make sure you get onto that. We've still got our top 30 to complete. We still got additional content on top of that to come as well. And yeah, as usual, we're always going to be on the YouTube. This being live stream. So yeah, Mariah. Fanslide?
Yeah, let me take a second to tell you guys about our sponsors, Fanslide. It's the world's first live in-play fantasy football game. For those of you who've played it before, you go up against your friends. So Mariah beats Disu, Mariah beats Rodney, Mariah beats Elijah. You get to slide players in and out. You compete based on their actions. So passes, tackles, assists, goals. By the end of the match, whoever's accumulated the most points wins. And as it's part of a global league table, you've got the opportunity to win money. There's a £10,000 total prize pot. It's going to be on for every single game of the Euros. And if you invite your mates, if they win, you get half their money too. So I see you all there, yeah? Nice one.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Now, obviously, there's
you
no...
Like that, you like that, innit?
A pro. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
A pro. Hey, man, still learning. You're young, yeah, buck. It's calm.
Hungry, though.
So obviously, yeah, no football, but there's always going to be a chance to talk to you now, especially when there's no football. And yeah, so we're going to start with Sancho. The latest on it, from what I've read, the Times come out and said that we're closer to agreeing a fee, which was a bit of a shoddy way of saying, oh, they've lowered their price tag. Fabrizio Romano said the other day that we've initiated talks, I believe, and paper in Germany said that as well. It's looking like it's all going in one direction. Mariah, I'm going to start with you because you barely ever come on as a guest.
Thank you, brother.
What do you think about the whole transfer in terms of the financials of it compared to last season, of course?
I'm happy. I saw your tweet the other day and it got a lot of backlash for reasons I'm completely on unsure about, but essentially last year they were quoting figures between 100 and 120 million and they wanted a lot of that up front. A year later, after another good season from Sancho, we're able to get him for 80 million. To me, that's good business. We've been able to finish second in the league, so the results haven't suffered on the pitch per se. And as far as I'm concerned, a lot of the time we come on here and we slag the team off in regards to how we do business. But in this situation, I can't do so. We're adding a top player to a team that needs his quality. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him. Not sure what shirt he's going to wear because Cavani's got his number 7. So I reckon they give him something cheeky until Cavani kicks rocks. But yeah, I'm completely with it. So for once, we've not rushed in and we haven't ended up missing out in terms of him going elsewhere. Wouldn't necessarily always do business this way. But yeah, things have finished out in our advantage for once.
Lovely. Disu, I just want to know, what do you think is the main thing he's going to be able to bring to us in terms of our attack?
Competency. So, like, he's... I'm busting up. Like, I think with our current players, outside of Greenwood, they just have enough bozo in them. So Cavani will just be running around doing stupid flicks on occasion. Not to say I think all our attackers, minus Daniel James, are actually really good players, but Cavani will do some stupid bozo flicks and he'll just be running around. Bruno, I'm not going to talk on that guy. Everything about him is bozo from head to toe. Rashford sometimes will just want to dribble and dribble and dribble. Now he's got really good at dribbling, or sometimes he'll just take silly shots kind of early in the shot clock, come up basketball. And then Martial, he'll just... to feet every time and it's just annoying, and sometimes he'll get into the box and he'll literally try to 1-2 himself into the goal, whereas Sancho, his decision making is one of the best I've seen, in my opinion, in terms of attacking players. He always seems to make the right decision, so I think he brings that high level of technical execution, technical security, so we're less likely to have turnovers with Sancho in around the box. And yeah, that's what I think he brings. And also the bit when you have lots of good players, that the ability for them to link up also increases. So I think he's going to add that factor for our attack, hopefully, if he's not just hugging the right touchline like Greenwood has been doing for us, if he's allowed to move in around them. Yeah.
But yeah, from what we've seen of him, he definitely likes to come in anyway, and he likes to combine with players centrally and on the left. So I'm not worried. And I think he's one of those players, you know, like when Rooney would play up front and Zlatan would play up front and they just need to get a touch of the ball. Like, I can't go like 5-10 minutes and the game's passing me by and I'm not getting a touch of the ball. He seems to be that way inclined. He's a quality player, playmaker who wants to get on the ball and make things happen. So I'm hoping that we don't see a repeat of yeah, the touchline winger that we saw Greenwood do at times this season.
Rodney, going to come to you about the potential negatives of Sancho coming into the team. Do you think he'll be able to adapt to our system? I'm doing air quotes right now. And and do you think the lack of said system is going to like hinder the way he plays?
Because we don't have a system, I don't see that really being an issue. I think in terms of affecting his play, but I think we're also a different player from what we see at Dortmund. Not that I've watched a lot of Dortmund, but because there is a lack of system here, I think you see a different player. I don't know whether it's going to hinder the team or hinder his overall output, but you will see a different player. I think he likes the ball to feet quite a lot, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I think it will bring a lot of balance to the team in the sense that teams can't really focus just on the left-hand side because you've got a great player on the right-hand side now who can mix it up in the sense they can come inside, outside. So, yeah, I think it will bring a better balance. Rashford, hopefully, will start putting in those performances we saw, not prominent this season, but the season before that, because you're not going to have three or four players on him. Maybe Luke Shaw will have a bit more space. Yeah, it just going to bring a better balance to the team. I think for Sancho, though, he's coming into a completely different environment to the one he was at Dortmund. It's a different ball game now. United's quite a toxic environment as it is, both on the pitch, off the pitch, and with the fans. So I think he's going to have to adapt very, very quickly. I don't think he's going to, at that price, tag the media. The fans are not going to give him time to mess around. He's going to have to keep the ground running, to be honest with you.
You know what? You make a good point. And I think what he probably needs is to have some good games at the start. And I think if he has some good games at the start, they'll ease off him. But if he starts shaky, and he stinks it up, yeah, it's going to be long for him still. You know how they do, man.
A lot of people who watch him say that Sancho, you see in Germany, might not be the one you see playing for United. So a lot of people might be shocked as to what they're going to be watching, but we'll see.
When they say it's not going to be the one you see in Germany, do they specify the differences? What, in terms of numbers, in terms of influence? How do they mean?
Mainly influence. I see a lot of people talk about his influence on the overall game, but and what that is, because I don't watch Dortmund a lot. Who knows?
In terms of, because this is a question that I've only really seen recently, where people are questioning whether we're actually buying the perfect option for the right wing, and some are even suggesting that it might be better for us to have Sancho out on the left wing. Is that anything? Is that something you subscribe with, or that you see in his game? This is open to the floor, really. No.
I thought I spoke quite a bit, so I want to give Rodney an opportunity. Everyone's staring at each other like that Spider-Man.
Then open to the floor and the floor kept quiet.
He's a right-footed player who, and we know in the modern game, most attackers like to play on the side that's opposite to their stronger foot. When you see him for Dortmund, it seems that he does a lot of his damage on the left-hand side. He comes in and he's able to see the whole pitch. He picks out passes, he links up, he finishes chances. I was discussing it on Discord a few weeks ago. Sebi thinks his cap and thinks people have just found something to get onto him about. And we looked at his stats, and it seems that when he plays on the left, he's predominantly a scorer who creates. When he plays on the right, he's a creator who also scores. So it seems like where you talk about an all-round skill set in an attacker, he seems to have it. Honestly, I won't really be able to tell until he gets here. You know how it goes. Like, you see players in these environments. I don't think he's the level of a super undeniable talent that no matter the system, no matter the team, he'll be a success. But I think he's one of the top young players in the world. And if he's not a success, it will say more about us than it does about him. So I'm happy to have him on either wing, if I'm being honest.
Credit Karma has always been there to help you make better financial decisions. And now they want to help you even more. With a Credit Karma Money Spend account, you can be rewarded for good money habits. Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win cash reimbursements for making purchases. Just pay with your debit card, and if you win, you'll be notified on the spot and your Instant Karma cash will be added back to your spend account. Open your FDIC-insured spend account for free. There's no minimum balance requirements, no overdraft fees, and free withdrawals from a network of over 50,000 ATMs. And when you make a purchase between June 8th and June 30th, you'll automatically be entered to win $1 million. Right now, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and start winning. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
Good, good. So from a super young superstar to a old veteran, in Trippier, it seems like United are obsessed with the idea of getting a competition or backup right back for Wan-Bissaka, and they've seemed to hung their hat on Trippier. The fee is between 10 to 20 million from what I've seen so far. He has one to 2 years left in his contract. There seems to be some disagreement about that. Seems open to moving back to Manchester. Open to the floor again. What do you think of the transfer? Do you think it's really needed?
I definitely think we need another right back because Wan-Bissaka plays too much. Also, it's one Wan-Bissaka injury. And then it's, what's his name? Brandon Williams season. And ain't nobody got time for that. So we definitely need another right back. But I don't know, like, I've never been the biggest fan of Trippier. He's got some nice whips, good set pieces. But defensively, he was always a bit of a shambles. And I wasn't that impressive in going forward. So I don't know. He can't be worse than Wan-Bissaka going forward, I'll tell you that much. But I don't know. I'm not sure. How old is Trippier now? Is he 30?
He's 30. He's going to be 31
September, I believe. Actually, I don't know how much money we've got. First things first. We definitely need another offensive player. And it's looking like Sancho is going to take £80 to £90 million of that budget. We desperately need a midfielder, a DM. I personally think we need three midfielders. That's my personal opinion. But we need at least one. And then we're going to try and stand a centre-back. So why spend £20 million on a right-back, especially one that you're not hanging your hat is going to play, and one that the moment we sign him is a diminishing asset anyway. Do you know what I mean? So if we're going to spend £20 million, what's that from Norwich? Is it Max Aarons? I think I like his game better than Trippier from what I remember. I need to do more digging on that. I can't be too sure on that, but at least I'd rather get somebody of a younger age profile that has a bit more, do you know what I mean? A bit more upside potentially, more selling value if it flops. Because I don't really spend in, I don't mind buying a 31-year-old if that's my bona fide starter. Do you get? But 31-year-old as a backup to give competition for my man, I don't know about that, man.
I mean, there's even this idea that he is even going to come in to start over Wan-Bissaka because there's even the reports about Wan-Bissaka being tried at centre-back, which,
that's when I knew you were leaving the hood.
I mean, I told you all from the get-go, auxiliary centre-back, bro. That's what I've been saying. But, I mean, in terms of what he gives going forward, do you think it is something that we desperately need, especially with Sancho coming in, and there's this talk about Sancho needing an overlapping right back. Do you think that's something that we really need, Rodney?
I think he's a bad two-way player, to be honest with you. He doesn't bring anything to our team, to be honest with you. It's just a waste of £20 million. I'm broke. Do you want to give me £20 million? I'll go in at right back.
To be fair, Rodney, you definitely look like you pay for Bournemouth.
That's what I mean. I can go now, put on a little tracksuit and go training sessions, little drip, and I can go in that right back. I'm telling you. Because Trippier doesn't make any sense. I don't know if he brings enough going forward to say, yeah, we're going to start him over Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Because what does he bring going the other way? I don't know. It's just too many question marks to pay £20 million for a right back that we're like, who really knows whether he's going to start, whether he's going to be a backup. is he that good going forward? Is he a good defender? Is he that much better than Aaron Wan-Bissaka altogether? I'm not really sure, man. I think we should just stick with Wan-Bissaka and then bring in that little young guy that was at MK Dons. What's the name, Lard?
Oh, Laird.
Ethan Laird, yeah. You know. Ethan Laird. Like, for me, he fits the exact profile of what we want in a right back. He's dynamic. Yeah. He can carry the ball. He can beat players. He's quick. He's strong. He's agile. He gets into the final third. Obviously, MK Dons is League One, so you can't be completely blown away by what he did there. But this is a kid that they've been talking about and earmarking for the last 2 years. Listen, Brandon Williams still gets minutes. I don't need to see him to know that he's at least as good as Brandon Williams.
Brandon Williams moved to left back because Laird took the right back spot. That's the reason why Williams plays at left back, because Laird was so much better than my right back.
That's my thing. So I think just get him in and still start Aaron Wan-Bissaka, because now you're going to have a facilitator, you're going to have a creator, you're going to have a scorer on the right-hand side, you're going to have a bit more balance there. So you're going to ask Aaron Wan-Bissaka to do less work going forward. The overlapping thing, I don't really think it's a big deal, because we've got players that can play right, left, centre. They interchange quite a lot, so it's not really that much of a big deal. But I think if you're going to bring in Trippier, then just stick with what you have. And people are saying, oh, well, we don't know if you can go from whatever league MK Dons were in to play minutes at United. Well, we're never going to know unless we play him. So I think now is the best opportunity to get him in. If we can't find a right back, who are going to say, yeah, he's definitely starting over Aaron Wan-Bissaka. I think Trippier is just more of the same rubbish nonsense. I think he'd be sick. Maybe they're hoping he'll have an impact that Tillis had on Shaw, but that's a lot of money to pay on a little whim. I don't know, man. I just think go with him, see how much minutes you can get out of him, see if he can actually play ball in this league. And next season, see if we can get an actual right back who's a starter.
Yeah. I think... Oh, go, Mara.
Listen, there's going to be half a dozen games in the league. There's going to be games in the FA Cup, the League Cup, in the Champions League, probably the worst team in the group, where Laird is able to play, start, and give Aaron Wan-Bissaka a rest. I felt like he played every single minute of every single game last season. He literally played like every single minute. So give Laird those minutes to let him get comfortable, let him get his feet wet. And the Wan-Bissaka, he still plays the lion's share of minutes, but he's able to actually get a bit more rest. Obviously, he's going to have a long rest this summer because he ain't going to the Euros. But but Trippier for me is not the answer in any way, shape, or form. And I'm actually baffled by the links, if I'm being honest with you guys. And where I was speaking earlier about how well we'd done with the Sancho situation, it seems like there wasn't any sort of foresight and planning in that. That just fell in our laps. And now where we're actually having to use our nuance and our scouting ability to find talent, we've gone with, again, a player who, I'm doing air quotes here, knows the league. England international, just give it Trippier to end the season.
It's interesting you say that, because if not for his ban, there are rumours that we would have tried for him in January. So it's interesting you say that, because I feel like this is something that they've been earmarking for a while, and I feel like the idea is that Laird has been a bit injury prone. So they want him to get games, a lot of games that he would not have got before. And then Trippier comes in for 2-3 years as like a placeholder. He goes on, and then Laird comes in. But I just feel like I echo a lot of your sentiments, where I just feel like it's a waste. And I would much prefer to have Laird in there, because it's just like 20 million. He's going to be on like 100K for 3 years. I mean, that is like 35 million over 3 years.
All in. 30 odd million, all in for Kieran Trippier. Come on, man.
It's just a bit weird. And then lastly, I'm going to talk about a link that is more tentative than the other two, but it's about Raphael Varane. We get linked every so often, and he looks like he's definitely on the way out of Madrid. The amount, it varies between what you read, so between 30 to 60 million euros. But what do you think of the prospect of Varane coming in as a partner for Maguire? To everyone, sorry.
I mean, it depends on what you think of Harry Maguire. Varane has shown that he's a centre-back who needs a defensive leader. beside him, somebody who's going to marshal the back line and tell him when to stay, tell him when to go. I don't actually think Harry Maguire is that. So what I see potentially happening, because it is potentially calamitous, but in terms of his actual attributes, what's there not to love? He's quick, he can carry the ball, he can pass the ball out of the back, he's tall, he's good in the air, he's got everything you want. He's the right age. He's what, 28, 29 now? So he's got 4 or 5 years at the top level left in him. I think we'd be silly not to just on the profile of the defender. But yeah, like I say, when he's not beside the defensive leader, there is a clear drop in his performance. So, as I'm saying, we'll be silly not to. It's going to cost us what, 60 million? What do you say, Jisoo?
Why am I just letting him go? Or why is he not staying at Madrid?
I think he wants a new challenge. He's been there since 2011. It's been 10 years now. Like,
if you're sorry, I question
the hunger after Madrid. Yeah, we've seen it loads of times.
I need Madrid, Real Madrid, to this hellhole Manchester and club with this clown in charge. So I've got my antennas up. I smell a bum. And he's gonna be moving. I can see him moving like Mangala or Kenji. Like, I'm shook, bro. I am fucking shook. Like, you're coming big 60M, big Ross Clark contract, 6 year with a player option to make it 7. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I'm worried about. I haven't watched him for ages, but from what I remember of Varane, especially in the World Cup, he's got all the attributes, as you said, and yeah, it makes sense on paper. But boy, I'm shook, bro. But he can't be worse than Lindelof, so boy.
So Rodney, Mariah alluded to it earlier. Do you think this aspect of him leading is overstated, or is it just that he's so used to playing with Ramos that when he doesn't play with him, he just looks like a deer in the headlights?
Bro, I don't watch that guy. I haven't got a clue about that fella. Yeah,
I respect that, it, but you see, we saw it even with France, though. Like, Umtiti was the leader of in that pairing, so I don't know, man. It's like, that's fine. Like, some guys just aren't leaders and they're able to do their role within that. Like, I can do my role well, and other guys are able to marshal a whole back line. And we've seen how invaluable those sort of players are. The question is, if we don't get Varane, who do we get?
Koundé.
Koundé. $60 million price tag on my man.
Huh? Yeah, how much?
€60 million.
That's a steal. Didn't he play against us? And he was cold that game.
Yeah. But he's had a difficult season. But I mean, that's gonna be expected. Yeah, he's had a difficult season. Like, the best thing about him was the fact that his aerial duel success that season was incredible for someone his size, and that dropped off massively. And if you're getting outdone in the air in Spain at that height, then boy, that's looking a bit scary. But I mean, he is good on the ball, and he does have the tendency to fall asleep. So, but he is quite young. But I think going in on him right now would be risky, especially alongside Maguire. But he's basically the perfect profile except for his height. He's quick. He has very good recovery, and he does play alongside one of the biggest bozos I've seen in my life, Diego Carlos. Horrific. That tackle he done on Rashford in the semi-final, that guy is rashous. I think he conceded a penalty in each of in the quarterfinal, semi-final, and final of that competition. Like, he's a absolute dickhead, and Koundé was cleaning up after him time and time again. So he does have the capability, but I think it will be a big risk, but it'll be a different risk to Varane, because if you get Varane and he stinks up, that's you done for like 4 years, because his contract can be like 300k, oh, 300k, and then boy,
it's crazy, then you're man. Still good. It's It's the Maguire transfer. It set us back because we don't know if we're looking for. We do know. Most of us know we're looking for a number one, but then others are thinking we're looking for a number two. And then what type of profile do you need alongside Maguire? Depends on what you think of Maguire. Just, it's crazy. It sets us back so much. If we actually had spent 8 million on a number one, the number two wouldn't be so. You would say, okay, cool, Varane. Yeah, that's fine. Or like,
yeah,
whoever, that's fine. But now we don't. We need a number one. But are we really going
to
be
the number one who to play beside a guy who thinks he's the number one?
Oh, yep. It's crazy. It's who they think is number one. So
yeah, it's another question I want to ask as well, because I'm not sure what side the defense Varane plays on, but I believe it's left centre back, because I believe Ramos plays the right centre back. So if he's comfortable there, and then Maguire's gotten comfortable there after two seasons there, and he moves to right centre back, and it's disorganising our defence a bit more.
Nah, we're lucky in that regard. Ramos plays on the left.
Cool.
Sergio Ramos, bro. Come on, man. What are you talking about, man? Yeah, Ramos plays on the left and Varane plays on the right. Ramos has been injured a lot this season. He played with, Nacho. He hasn't looked like his usual self. 60 million for a 29-year-old who's going to be on 200 bags a week plus. You can't miss. We've already missed with Maguire. And we've been able to make it a stable enough.
Let me go on record and say I'm not a fan. 50 million, I'm not a fan.
Let me go on record.
But that's the thing, because a lot of players are saying it's going to be between 30 or 40 million euros. I think the 60 million came from
40 million.
Yeah, between euros. 30 and 40 million.
How many years left on his deal?
One.
Oh, they can never. Are they crazy? They can never ask for 60 million.
Yeah. He said
40 million. That we're even being too nice. They should hold a
20 million euros is perfect.
No. Not with a year left your deal. You need to hold a 20. They should hold a 20 piece.
Nah.
30 million euros is
nah. I'll say take it or leave it. 25 million euros. Take it or leave it.
Nah, this dude does
what
not
is that?
Trust. Like, does 18, not trust like the guy, bro.
Bro, a smaller version of Rodney with a curly
he's gonna boo. I'm telling you, that fella on the like if I was at one of them year dolls, that fella been playing in Madrid side, he's got 4 Champions League medals, he's fucking cold. 30 million, why not, mate? What are you turning your nose up at that for? Yeah, fella.
30 million makes him more powerful.
30 million, let's go. Let's go, man.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I would love to bring you a link about defensive midfielder, but we haven't done. And you can hear it. My voice starts to break.
absolutely ridiculous.
But that's like once in a while, just from one guy at the comes out from the same.
You know what, guys? You're selling for rice. You know,
yeah, just the same link every single time. I'm tired of it. Like, there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing. And I just had to say that because I promise you, if there was, I would speak about it for an hour. But there isn't. There's actually nothing there to talk about.
Rice comes to Man United, he ends up looking like Schneiderlin. He ends up looking like McTominay. Do not do it. Do not do it.
Do you know what? I actually want it to happen just so we can watch it together and just tell people the date they were wrong, because I can't believe after everything we've gone through, they still
want to be right. I don't want to be right that much.
Schneiderlin, Pereira, McTominay. Same. How many times are you going to see the same player come in and fail? And Declan Rice is like some of them. He's probably. I'm not sure who's better out of him and McTominay technically. I don't even know.
McTominay's better technically.
And the price is absolutely crazy. There are more P that we are allegedly about to pay for Jadon fucking Sancho, a star attacker. Nah.
Yeah, it's nuts. 90 million, you know? It's crazy.
West Ham are actually, listen, if they stuck somebody into a Declan Rice deal, fuck me. There needs to be a documentary about that on Netflix.
Listen, he's a good age, he's English tax, and he's athletic, man. Some sucker's gonna end up playing. I just hope it's not us.
No, I don't think anyone is. Chelsea under Lampard would have.
Yeah.
I think they're all gonna wait for his contract to run down, then try.
I don't think anyone's gonna bother with him too much.
So what you mean? You think he's gonna stay at West Ham?
I think so.
I think he'll get a move up the table. But I think Elijah's right. They'll probably wait till it's a couple of years left and they can grab him for 50, 60 rather than 80, 90.
Even if United at 50, 60.
But think about it, England international starter, the profile, reputation he's building.
That's kind of by default, though, because there's not many players in that position.
Whatever you want to call it.
I know, he's going to get it.
Like, when you list his profile, they put a 50, 60 million price tag on those sort of players, man.
It's upsetting, man. It's upsetting.
All right, so that's enough of the transfer talk. This week, there was a fan forum, and it was the first time a Glazer had spoken directly to the fans in the 16 years that they've been here, apart from one message when they first came in. I'm actually not lying. There was a short message on MUTV that said, we just bought your club and everything. They've not spoken to the fans since. And that is genuine. There've been radio silence from them. In the first, I think, with a speech he gave at the start, he apologised for his 16 years of silence. He said that he would rather the players and managers done the speaking on the pitch rather than the speaking come from the owners.
This guy is unreal, man. Keep going. This guy is absolutely unreal.
16 years. Not even 6 months.
That's a whole secondary school education, fam.
You can't even say, oh, I've been going through things lately. Did you say 16 years or six?
16 years.
Jesus Christ.
So, he said that it was a mistake that they've done. They would have rather the players and managers talk on the pitch, and they have always been about winning, and they think that maybe, and when they came in, they saw that the commercial side was one side that they could really profit from. And they might have taken it too far in terms of what they've done, in terms of bringing it to the fore too much. Do you believe any word he has to say?
Absolutely not. We're all about winning. You won one bloody Super Bowl. You're off the back of Tom Brady, and now you're all about winning. Your franchises don't do shit, man. You won some Premier League titles off the back of a legend and Sir Alex Ferguson. And since he's left, you haven't shown any of the drive and the ambition necessary for us to be one of the top clubs in the country. You see the operation that Manchester City have. You see the operation Chelsea have. You see the operation Liverpool have. And we're lagging behind them. Leicester have got a better operation than us. And if it wasn't for our historical wealth and our reputation, they'd probably be in front of us too. But they've been able to cash in on the back of the work of Sir Alex Ferguson, Sir Matt Busby, etc., etc. And essentially, they've just milked that cash cow for 16 years. We let the players, etc., do the talking. Shocking. Absolutely shocking, man. They won't give a shit about this club. And they won't ever sell it either, because the wealth, the value of the club, they can take up any sort of leverage of debt against this club and they'll be able to get it cleared. They are never, ever selling this club. And if they are going to sell it, it's going to be for a ridiculous fee, like $4
billion. Yeah. So some of the key talking points, I read through it. They have committed to investing in Old Trafford after not investing in all their time there. The stadium and Carrington as well. They're going to install some new floodlights this summer.
Gosh, you know, like when you're having an argument with your girl, and say, "Yeah, I'm gonna try and reply to Texas more." Like, this is just crazy stuff. Like, are you mad? Like, what are we having to hear about floodlights or like the swimming pool or like are you not all right? Don't come on the big stage and tell us you're gonna fix floodlights. Are you taking the piss, bro?
No, but that matters, though. That matters.
What does that matter to do, bro?
Obviously, the direction of the club, generally speaking, fans aren't happy. But it's like you're watching our beloved stadium become decrepit and you're not doing anything about it. So it's like, do the off the pitch stuff, pattern up, but we're coming back to Old Trafford and we don't want to come back to a shithole. Fix up. And they're right. They're right. If you've been to Old Trafford, you know how fucking that stadium is dusty. There's a hole in the wall. That's how they got in and they even had the protest in the first place. So
it's heritage. It's heritage. It's heritage, man. It's heritage. When I go there, I can feel. Yeah.
But also, they said they're going to accelerate some of the plans to improve on Old Trafford as well. I'm not sure. I don't think they went into detail on that, or whether they were going to expand it or stuff like that. they said about the debt. They said the debt is at a very comfortable level. It's at a very low interest rate and stuff like that. The dividends, they say that are... It is only at 3% of revenue. It's not that much.
We gotta eat, man. Come on,
That's exactly what he said.
Is it 30
It's 3% of revenue. It's not that much. Chill.
Yeah, it isn't. It isn't that much, relatively speaking. But it's just in comparison to what your peers are doing. Like where you're lacking and where there's gaps in what you're doing for the club from that ownership level. The minute you take a penny out, we're on to you, bro. If we were patterned up, we would let you take your little 3%, you know, feed the family, get yourself a couple of vacation homes, some properties, some cars, nice, rent a yacht for a month or whatever the case may be. But where, bro, the money you're taking out, we're eating with that. We should be eating with that. The team should be eating with that. So I'm not trying to hear that, man.
We need that couple more floodlights.
they said that no transfer has ever been held up because of debt or dividends, and that it's usually the other team asking for too much that makes them pull out or why they're slow. And the main thing to come out of it is that they are discussing with the Supporters Trust about a fan share. So the fans have been asking for to be part of the ownership and to have the same voting rights and economic rights as the Glazers. And the And the Glazers have said they are going to look into open up a third option for fans.
Whereby
fans will get the same voting rights as the Glazers, same economic rights, but the money won't go to any investors. It will go directly back into the club. So I feel like that was the biggest thing to come out of that in terms of what they want to do. What are your thoughts on that one?
We cannot give Top Reds a vote. We cannot give Top Reds a vote. We need to
be. Dan James gets a 10-year contract. If we give Top Reds a vote, Dan James is getting a 10-year contract,
man. We need to veto that right now. They can't have no say in no nothing. Yeah. What's wrong with them? Oh, man.
They even said that basically, colloquially, they're calling it being the seventh Glazer, which is. Quite concerning.
Gary Glazer.
Gary Glazer. Oh my gosh. I hope the Glazers are just talking, because they cannot give these Top Reds a say, honestly.
I mean,
the first thing they're gonna do is ban players taking the knee. That's our first thing.
Not on my watch, mate.
It's BLM on our players, and at the end of the day, right? Not time to leave.
They said they want. They said if it goes through, it might be the largest fan ownership in the world. I've no idea where they got that from, but I find that a very scary idea.
But don't Germany have that model where it's 50 plus one?
That, I mean, I think they meant in terms of economically, where how much money it would be. So how much my money's put in. So I mean, that's the main things that came out of it. It wasn't very interesting. Personally, to me, it just seems like a lot of lip service. They aren't going to do shit. They don't care.
Bro, I'll be real with you. I don't even give a shit. Just sign a few players and get me a few trophies and take whatever you want, bro. I don't give one fucking shit. Yeah, as long as you see when people go on BB and Sport Live and all that shit, and they say fans only care because I'm that fan. I only care about because we're not winning. I didn't give a shit when we was winning. I don't care. Right now, it's only bothering me because we're not winning, and then we're not getting some of the players that I want at the club. If we win a league next season and we win some more trophies, I don't care. Do whatever you want to do. Take your 3%. Take your 5%. 10%. Just bring me the trophies. I'm here for trophies.
I only care about, first of all, I care about the facilities because obviously as a fan, I want to go to the stadium and have a good time. I don't see why I'm spending top rate and I'm going to some dusty warehouse thinking, you must have a house rave there. You must have a house rave.
You could have a house rave there, yeah.
Yeah, but and obviously having a state-of-the-art facility so we can create like sick young players. And then also, as you said, signing players. Like me, I actually own shares in Manchester United. So like, I only care as long as they like make the share price go up. Like I'm happy, bro. Like share price keep going up. I can eat. But yeah, and then I don't have this mad emotional attachment to the club. Like I didn't have a granddad or uncle taking me to games since I was 3 years old. I just love football, innit? So I just want to be able to watch and enjoy football. And if I'm enjoying, even if we don't win all the time, if I'm always enjoying our football, I'll be way more patient than I would be like now when I'm not enjoying our football. Do you know what I mean? Because even, I can't lie, none of you have known me. Actually, Mariah's known me quite a bit. Like even on the Fergie, I was complaining. Like,
yeah. Like, you were.
You remember, innit?
Yeah.
I was complaining on Fergie. It's like, this is whack. Like, Fergie, why are you paying down this Avdani? Like I just like to watch good football, so the winning thing obviously matters, but if I was entertained, our facilities were good. I won't even care about what the Glazers are doing, but the grand scheme of things is because you know I aren't competitive, that's the be all end of it, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is, man. Honestly, the fans are...
Rodney, I've got a question for you, though, mate, because when there was protesting, you was all in support of it. So what, are you telling me that was all smoke and mirrors?
Yeah, come on. I don't give a shit, bro. Are you nuts? I don't give a shit, bro.
I was thinking like, oh, right, Rodney's a union man. I respect that. Fucking hell. Well, I mean,
of course he's a union man.
Yeah, I don't give a frigging shit. Yeah, I just have to show a bit of support and that's it. I don't give a shit. Just bring in 3 trophies, a few players, and I'm happy. Take what you want to take. I don't even care about the trading card. Yeah, I don't care about the floodlights. I don't care about the swimming pool. Just scream.
I do. Like, not like in a, obviously, like I say, like just said, my attachment isn't going back generations. But yeah, to hear like the women's team coach left because things are so shit.
That pissed me off. That was disgusting.
That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing for a club of our stature. You see, Manchester City, the Sheikh has bought Manchester City, but he also has contributed to their community and has given back. The thing about football clubs is they are the lifeblood of their community. So when you've got an owner who's just there to siphon out of the club and take, the community loses some of its soul. So you've got teams like Manchester City, you've got teams like Leicester who've got owners who are passionate about the club and they want to see the club do well and they understand the importance of the fans to the club. Why would you want to settle for anything less? Yeah, I don't live in Manchester, so I won't directly benefit from what they bring back to the community. But yeah, Why would I want these guys as my owners, man? They're a piece of shit, man. And there ain't going to be no 7th Glazer either.
Yeah. But I won't mind if the other 6 go, to be honest with you. I don't care. If they go, like, I'm happy. But you're not going to... It's not something that I stay up at night or I think, they've got to go. It's just whatever, isn't it?
Time to go!
It's mad. I don't really care. Just give me something to celebrate at the end of the season.
Basically, something that you can use to laugh at the man, then.
Yeah, or give me some good football. Give me a few good players that I can stand. Just give me something, bro. I'm not even... Crumbs, this is.
Not enjoying their dinner.
They don't have to do a lot to keep the fans happy. And they can't even do that. It's just... It's crazy.
Yeah, the fans are actually optimistic, so...
Cool. Just want to do a quick segment on the international boys. I'm not sure how much of the international games you watched, but I watched the comp of Pogba versus Wales. Looks like he was balling again in centre mid. Surprise, surprise. Apparently James had a good game as well. Rashford was Rashford. Didn't play too well, but he scored a pen. Anyone I'm missing out?
Did Van der has Van der Beek played yet?
Van der Beek wasn't even in the squad for the second friendly.
Did he not play on the first one?
I'm not sure.
Only finished this you.
I thought
he played the first one.
Ahmad scored a buzzer beater.
Yes, Ahmad as well. He scored.
Yes, that freaking buzzer beater
last minute. Love it.
That, where was that? Like Power League or something? Did you see that?
Bro,
are you okay, fam? The pitches at Power League are better than that pitch. That's a disrespect to Power League.
That footage was like 240p, bro. Like that.
Crazy as hell.
That was crazy.
The pitch that Cho was getting his minutes on looked better than that. Seriously.
That was a Power League pitch.
That was a Power League, yeah. That's proper pitch.
One cap for Hearts of Oak, Ghana's biggest team, man. Shout out,
going back to Van der Beek, I'm not sure if he came on in the first game or not, but he definitely started on the bench. But a man got dropped out of he didn't make a 23-man squad. Like, what is gonna happen to this guy? Because I'm seeing guys saying that he might be sold.
Yeah, he needs to go.
Do you think we get our money back?
No. How much are we paid? No chance. He doesn't pay. 40. How much do we
get from then?
He can't even do, like, he can't even show a little comp to other clubs. There's nothing. Like,
he could show his game against Wolves, but they'll be like, why is this comp for one game?
Them semi-pro players or the Sunday League players, they put their comps on YouTube. You can do nothing like that. You can't even promote nothing.
Nah, come on. He's got enough of comp worthy. What he has to do is clip it just before he should be passing forward and he passes backwards. Yeah, That's where he has to cut.
Some mad editing needed for his one.
All right.
I don't know, cool. Man. I don't know who takes him. Maybe alone.
Maybe. We're going to go into a few listeners' questions. I'm afraid we might have answered some of them, but apologies if we did. This one's from Channa_CJ. With Greenwood withdrawing from Euro selection, should Rashford have done the same to get surgery for his injuries? So before I let you get into it, there was a report that said he's going to have a surgery on at least one of his injuries. So might not have it on all of them. But as I know, he has a shoulder problem that's been hampering him since November. Had an ankle injury that's been hampering him since like January. And I mean, I'm not sure what else he has, but those are at least two that I know of. What do you think? Because this has been said since December, and it's probably going to keep him out of the start of next season. So, listen, should he have not gone for Euros?
From my perspective, I don't care about England. They're shit. They're not going to go far. And all it is pushing the inevitable back further. I want him fit for Manchester United, and I don't want him to. I don't want him to, off the back of continuously playing with injuries, lose some of his time at the top at the other side of his career. So his peak ends up being shorter than it should be. Commendable, absolutely commendable that he's decided to continue to play through injury, but it has to stop. They can't even guarantee that he's going to get all his injuries dealt with, at least one of them. Imagine that. England, where he plays, England have a myriad of players who can play in the position that he plays. And I get it. It's an international tournament. You can never guarantee.
There's another one next. When's the World Cup?
Yeah.
Is it not next
yeah,
year?
Yeah, there is. But you can never guarantee that you're going to go. He could be injured then as well. But think about your career. You're 23 years old. You've got the world at your feet. You're one of the best young players in the game. You're forcing yourself to go with this team. You probably won't even play well anyway. I don't support it. I don't think he should be going at all. I can't. I thought he should have stopped playing ages ago. We've been saying it. He should stop playing ages ago.
Agreed.
He needs people around him that save him from himself, to be honest with you, and say, yo, listen, get your surgeries in right now so you can be fit come September, October. And if he gets another injury during the Euros, then what? And it's not like I can say, yeah, rash goal because he's going to save the day or something mad like that. That's just, England aren't going to do much. And it just feels like he's fighting a lost cause and it's just going to hamper my mood next season.
All right. This one's from Cornelius One. If Ollie was to leave tomorrow, who would your replacement be?
Conte.
Conte?
Yeah, fuck it, man.
No.
I'm sorry. What's wrong with you?
Fuck it, man.
The connoisseur of good football who has complained.
Nice. You've got nothing left. Look at him. Slouched.
So much about winning, yeah. So many of our players do not get the accolades that they deserve for putting up similar performances and numbers as others simply because the teams do not win. Yeah. So the disrespect the likes of Rashford, Martial to a lesser extent, simply because of how despicable he's been this year, Pogba, like they're not going to get the respect that they deserve for a team that finishes second, loses finals in some Mickey Mouse Cups. So if we win a league, then the respect the likes of Pogba and Rash, and I don't care if Bruno gets respect or not, to be honest, but and the rest of the players, Shaw, whoever, like, it's just, you need to win. Like, come on, we just, KDB won PFA Player of the Year, Main Team of the Year. He was whack this year. But that's the equity you get when you win, bro. Like, if City didn't win the league, would he have got that? Probably not. So, yeah, these men need to put some trophies on their medals. Like, so I wouldn't mind suffering again if United won some stuff, because we're going to suffer anyway. I've been suffering for, what, 8 years? Maybe even longer, because United have been crap since Ronaldo left, football-wise. So it's not like I'm not used to it. So I'll take Conte.
I quite enjoyed that RVP season. It wasn't great football, but I quite enjoyed that season.
Yeah, we were spazzing.
I think you enjoyed the RVP experience. It was great watching. For me, that he's probably his first half of the season for sure. Probably the best I've seen anyone play for us since Ronaldo. I think a bit better than Rooney at his best for us. So yeah, when you've got a player that you can get behind, and it's even sweeter when we've taken him from Arsenal as well. But for me, I'd give it Poch. You know, I've been a fan of Poch since his Spurs days, and even when he didn't have a role,
he's at death row, man.
He's trying to get out. He's that? Oh, PSG he are sick. You know what I said about Mbappe?
Yeah. Listen, the guy's got. Let's just break that down. He's got 1 year left.
And he's not leaving for free.
That means. They're gonna do something. I don't want to say too much.
I guarantee you, Mbappe is not leaving for free, fam. I'm scared for Mbappe,
bro. Yeah, he needs to move his family out of France, man. Like, his family parts near France.
I didn't want to say it, but they're getting that. Yeah, till you sign that contract, 1 a week, and you've got nothing left. Then he's got nothing there. Like, he's silent. Like, but how do you talk with such confidence? It's not even like he said, yeah, our project. Da-da-da-da. He said, yeah, them are not leaving. I'll tell you now. If he could have had his gun, if he could have his gun on the table,
absolutely nuts. That is stick talk. What? Yeah, listen, them are not leaving, fam. But yeah. Barca, did they even bid? They were looking at Verratti. You know what? Taking your future. That's the whole thing. Like, imagine if Neymar had stayed at Barca. Imagine how
they crushed Barca.
That's probably half a billion of Barca's valuation went with Neymar. The end of Messi's career is completely different. They probably win a couple more league titles, probably win a Champions League as well. They don't sign Coutinho, they don't sign Griezmann. Like, the ramifications of the evil that PSG have done up until now have been.
Hey, they put that franchise in the fucking gutter. They put that franchise in their gutter. They spent half a billion on absolute cheeks since then. Cheeks, bro. They peppered them, bro. And
the worst thing they said they were going to do it.
Spazzed on them as well. That's it. And put four on their last five. So ever your dirty, paella-eating lives ever come and talk about our players, bro. Verratti for
so, I think it's best that we just
don't ever try that shit, man.
Have you ever heard Verratti try and come up? Have you ever heard
he said nothing?
He has not said a word since. You know, he's only got to say the word since. I can't believe
he
it.
He doesn't do. He doesn't even do one interview. I've never heard him even do an interview.
Oh man, so yeah, in that regard, if we went for Poch, what would they try? They try and buy Pogba, Martial, probably.
Not try. They'll take all our players. Well, we'll be finished.
And Rashford, F it. Bring us the English lad as well, man. Yeah, why
they'll
not?
They'll take everyone.
So yeah, maybe we stay away from Poch. In that regard, if not those two, then I'd want us to go further adrift. I wouldn't. Conte, we know that he will guarantee success to a certain extent, and his choices of players are always unorthodox, but he's shown a track record that if you give me the players that I want, my team will be successful. Have I reached a stage yet where I'll take whatever just to see us win? Not yet. I'm not there quite yet. Ask me in a couple years, but for now, I still would like us to build a team that I enjoy watching. I cracked a bit early, and when Jose came in, I convinced myself, like, well, I remember his Real Madrid team. Yeah, of course they were great. They had, like, all the best attackers in the world. Duh.
Yeah.
I remember his Real Madrid. I'm not doing it again. What ended up happening? And the thing about Conte, then, when it's time to leave, scorched earth.
He's going to leave behind. Yeah, scorched earth. We're finished. No ballers.
Ashley Young, Victor Moses.
They're coming Alexis. Back. Ashley Young's coming back. Victor Moses coming. Sanchez is coming back. They're all coming back, and we're going to see them bums win. Phil Jones will start games, and we're going to see them bums win. And then when he's gone, we're in the matrix.
He gets a bad new job. I want Alexis Sanchez. We're going to
see a Dallo and Brandon Williams remontada, bro.
This guy is signing back Marquinhos from retirement. He's thinking about retirement.
One more, Marquinhos. I need one more from you, son.
One more.
Get Cavani. Get Cristiano Pele, bro.
Crazy. I'd rather not suffer that. Get my boy Potter in, man. Get my. Let him do a year.
That's impossible.
Yeah, Potter. That's my guy, you know. I love him.
Fam, your love for him always surprises me. I don't get it, bro.
I love the guy, bro.
Do your thing, bro.
He's sick, man. That's my guy, bro. It's so weird that his name's Graham Potter, but yeah. That's my guy, bro.
What's weird about that?
It's so like the football that he plays, it's not Graham Potter football. Like, it's
not football, is it? Roberto Martinez.
It's a bit more
not the manager, just the name. What, something from the continent? Yeah,
yeah, something a bit more flavor, like it needs to rebrand, and then
he needs a mid-table club before he can come.
I reckon he should go Everton, to be honest with you. I think that would be perfect for him.
I think that's a good shout. I think Everton or Spurs. I think, I don't know how ambitious Everton were. Was it them just trying to satisfy Carlo, or are they generally a club that has ambition? Spurs, it seems like they want a man who's going to be able to come in and use essentially what he's got. It's an upgrade on the players that he has at Brighton. But you know, with managers, like, there's always their idiosyncrasies. And he'll want to bring in a couple of players, and Spurs don't look like that way inclined. If I'm him, maybe I'll wait and see what else comes up, because he's got Brighton as a comfortable Premier League team.
I wouldn't go Spurs if I was him.
I wouldn't either.
I think they'll throw him under the bus very quickly. They need an experienced manager. They actually probably needed someone like Carlo, who can just come in and use what they got, to be honest with you. But
Carlo's dusted, man.
Looking.
That Everton side was shit. Yeah, Everton time left Bayern in disgrace, left PSG to go to Real Madrid, but eventually they got rid of him. His best days are behind him, man.
All right, last question. Realistically, who could be signed to play the holder role that allows Pogba to play in a double pivot?
We need Jesus Bissouma. Christ himself.
Bissouma.
Do you know what? You keep saying it. We won't recognize it until you say it correctly.
Hey, he's been a long game, lads. Oh, man. I assume you're talking about Basuma, yeah?
Basuma, that's a calm 30, 40 million. He's got elite ball winner stats. I'm not sure if he's an elite ball winner. He doesn't seem like he's a very good ball winner. And he's press resistant. I'm not really sure about his passing ability, but the fact that I know this guy can win the ball and teams can press him and he's going to be able to get out of it, that's enough for me. Him and Kante is not exactly a holding midfielder. He's kind of similar in terms of like he likes to go win the ball back. He's got good on the ball in terms of like retention. Pogba's comfy that. You just don't need somebody who's a complete and utter retard. Basuma's definitely one. My boy Douglas Luiz, I'll be banging that drum until I've got no more hands. Those are the two that I've got confidence in, because I can't lie, I don't really watch much German league, French league, Spanish league, Italian. In fact, I'm not saying nobody from Italy or Spain, actually. I don't really watch any French or German football, so I can't talk on that. But yeah, Basuma and Douglas Luiz are two players that I like.
Rodney?
Well, I don't even know, man. I don't even watch ball outside of the Prem, and in the Prem, my answers would be the same this year. I was banging on about Douglas, but I've watched him in the last, half of the season, and I know he had an injury or something like that, but he come back and just doesn't look great, but... Yeah, it'd probably be them too. I don't watch any football on the continent, to be honest. When I see these names, it's algebra to me, and I'm like, "You man, who's this player? Who's that player?" So if I say any name, it would just be names that I'm seeing from the timeline, and then you're gonna ask me what does he bring, and I'm gonna beat him in an R. Okay.
Mariah.
A couple of French youths come to mind. We did a pod a few weeks with Williams, and he mentioned Kakae of Lyon. So I went to watch some comps. He looks like an absolute baller. Kamavinga, who's 18, 19, isn't he, at this point? You've been hearing about the kids since he was 16. These are players who come in with the technical ability, the athletic ability that we need. We need players who are able to cover ground and protect the back line, but we also need players who are able to progress the ball. I'd like us to get one of those two. France is a hotbed for talent, and we'd be getting in ahead of everybody else. These are players that we might sign for 40 million now, but in the next few years they've become 60, 70 million players. If failing that, Basuma's an easy grab. He knows the league. He won't cost us too much money. He's a solid contributor. Like, I don't think we necessarily need anybody amazing. We just need somebody who is reliable and can provide the platform to allow our more talented players to do what they need to do. Douglas Luiz, I've always been a fan of his as well. Not so much as Dissu, but again, he's another defensive midfielder who does a little bit of everything and he does it well. One of those four.
If we ever do get him, them bozo pens he likes to be giving away, he needs to allow that.
Bro, listen, I'll take one or two pens and Douglas Luiz.
Well, I don't think you understand how much pens.
What I'm getting over, Fred.
No, I don't think that's how much bozo pens rattle me. Like, I remember, one time we were winning away at Everton, yeah? And then we brought on Fellaini and he gave away a pen. Oh my God. I think that's the angriest I've ever been at a human being in a fullback.
That was from a throwing, you know?
It was so dumb.
We finished him that game. That was the last show with him and everyone was done with him.
Yeah, because I think even Jose had to come out and say, "Can you please not boo him at the next game?" Because it was that peak. It was like, please don't boo him.
Fellaini's got a tougher rap. He's better than a lot of men that we have, you know, and we've had.
No. He is actually a better. Do you know what? It's mad. I remember when Mourinho tried to play Fellaini and Pogba together in a double pivot. That would be better than what I'm seeing right now, you know. And that is scary. That is scary. Because when he tried that for second game of the season, I washed my hands off Jose. I can't even lie. I can't even lie.
I remember we played City with Pogba, Rooney, Fellaini, midfield three. Ronaldinho, KDB, and Silva absolutely spazzed on us, bro.
But in terms of names for DM, I mean, France is just a hotbed of talent. They've got so many. Like, there's the Kamara. No, but honestly, the defense midfielders that they have is crazy. Like, there's even Kamara, who was a center back at Marseille, who's playing defense midfield now. There is Tukumeni.
Certain man had them in a Patreon piece.
Yeah. Whatever, man. But there's Tukumeni from Monaco as well. In terms of Germany, there's Lima from Leipzig, who's a very good ball winner, but I'm not sure if he's great on the ball. But yeah, I mean, there's so many options. I just don't want us to do what we've done with Maguire and Wan-Bissaka and just get Rice. I really don't.
Nah, we won't get it right. We're not gonna do no one. I'm telling you, we like Jordan McTominay. We like
him. Yeah, unfortunately, that's actually what's gonna happen. We're not gonna get anybody.
I think for them, they think if we just get a centre back in, get a right winger, and then maybe a right back, we can do things and just hope that midfield can hold up. Which it might be able to, but.
Fred is ridiculous, though. Fred is absolutely ridiculous. We can't go into another season with him starting
But we will, and we are.
I'll ask you guys a question. Fred or Rice? If those were the two options you had.
I'm staying with Fred. I'm staying with Fred. I think if we sign Rice, then we're fucked for 10 years. At least with Fred, I can see in 2 years. Enough.
Yeah,
we might be able to do something.
End is nigh, hopefully.
Fair enough.
But if we sign Rice, that's another 10 years of hell. At least with Fred, we're nearing the end now. My heart is nearing the end.
Bro, nearing the end, fam.
Bro, he's going to get a new contract.
He's getting Brazil caps, bro. He's getting Brazil caps served up last season.
Listen, if he gets a new contract, let me tell you, I'm done. That's it. I will never watch a United game again if he gets a new contract. I'm telling you, it's not. He can't. I'm telling you, they're not going to do that. They are. But
he's going to Fran Matic.
Wait, how long?
Matic has two years left, I think.
Fred got left?
Fred got left, so he signed 2018. I think he signed a 5-year deal, so I think he has two years left. So they'll be talking about it right now.
So, Elijah, question. Does Jose want Matic and Xhaka, or was it Matic or Xhaka?
I'm not sure. I think Matic would have been back up to Xhaka, because I think they have...
For where? Roma?
Yeah.
He's insane. What's wrong with him?
But I mean, in Italy, you can kind of get away with them.
I might go out there and start jugging, bro.
Matthew's going to go out there and be a proper jugger.
Why doesn't he take Fred?
He's not stupid, man. Jose,
he's washed, but he's not stupid, man.
we need to give him Fred. He like McTominay. Give us 30 million for McTominay, bro.
McTominay is not going to Italy, bro. He's that guy's not going to Italy.
That
guy signed a 6-year deal. Do you know how much he signed
6 years?
McTominay, bro. He made sure that he signed for life. Yes, he did.
When did he sign 6 years? When? Last year?
Isn't it like 2019, 2020 or something?
Who? McTominay?
Had a 6-year deal. Yeah, I think so. No. I think it was like 2 years ago.
So you're saying he's got 4 years left?
I think so. Let me check. Oh, no. He's got a contract. He has 4 years left with an option to extend. So he's basically got 5 years left.
Hey, listen.
He's got 5 years left?
Look, some of that.
What?
Wait, did we give him 6+1?
No, 5+1. 5+1. So he got that new contract last season.
Why did he get that?
People only do those contracts at these clubs where they don't rate themselves.
Probably. They know they should not be here. They know they're to live in, man. This is Jose Mourinho's work.
Yes.
The way that he fucked this club over is numerous. And we're feeling the repercussions to today.
He was not making
the first team squad. If not,
I never knew about that, because I'm thinking this guy fucking done us. He's done us in. McTominay gave a man a 5+1 super rascal match.
I never knew that.
Do you know what? That happened. Wait, that even happened just after lockdown as well. He wasn't even playing. Nah, these lot are nasty. These lot are nasty,
but... Oh, my gosh. So they've got, like, that... both of them, that pair, and there's 2-3 years left of them.
Yeah. Because, I even think Fred signed a 5+1 or a 4+1.
Fred signed up. Come on, you're just saying anything now, man. Let me guess. Cavani signed the 5+1 as well, right?
Geezer, stop. All right, you're killing me.
Nah. But, on that sad note, we're going to end the pod here. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed my perfect intro. Thank you to Mariah, Dissy, and Rodney for on. And make sure to use the hashtag when you discuss it tomorrow. And peace.
Rashford, he's in here. He scores. Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. Thank you. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Thank you, man.
Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Manny. Ready! Description. How about Martial is isolated. Skirtle here. Oh yes! Welcome to Manchester United. Anthony Martial.
I'll be for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that's your dance done. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Sports Social Podcast Network.